it's been a wild year, but we've done what we can do, and we're still able to host some events out here. Limited capacity, we're at, you know, roughly a little under 10% to keep everybody socially distanced, but we've had a lot of youth sports games out here, and now we're transitioning into movies on Fridays and Saturday nights. Yeah, so for us, it's just been trying to think of unique ideas where, you know, we can use our large seating bowl to do different activities for people in the community and give those an option who do feel comfortable to, you know, come out, be in public here and somewhat feel like we're getting a little bit back to normal. So we were like, well, hey, we got this brand new video board we just put in. It was just ready to go here in April. And, you know, we tossed some videos up there and just seen how it looked. And you know what? Why not come out to the park when it's a, you know, beautiful fall night and watch one of your favorite movies from the past on our big screen? Yeah, so for what we're doing is we kind of went through a handful of movies, kind of tried to select some of those that that may be popular along the way, and we've done a couple so far, and we're going to continue here through the months of September. So upcoming here this weekend is going to be Step Brothers on Saturday night, which is a, you know, good comedy I think a lot of people have seen. And then Friday night we're doing Transformers, which was one of the box office big hits here. Oh, I think it was probably 10-12 years ago, but one of those that's continued on and new series. And you know, I think people will be excited to come out and kind of relive when they've seen it the first time. There will be some concessions. It's pretty limited. You know, we have the basic stuff that you would think. You know, soda, water, beer, candy, popcorn, hot dogs, obviously, because we're here at the ballpark. But, you know, pretty limited to that. And then, right, our seating is all broken up into different, I guess you'd say almost like pods. So depending on how big your group is, we'll place you. We only use every third row. So, you know, if we were to place you in row one, there wouldn't be anybody sitting behind you in rows two and three. And then we go to row four. And then we make sure there's at least 6 feet in all directions. So we don't have anybody sitting in the aisle seats or anything like that. But like I said, you know, our max capacity here is about 8,000. So we can do about 800 to 1,000 at this point with everything spaced out. I would say get your tickets ahead of time. If you want to sit on that first base side, that's going to be your more direct view to the video board there out in left center. But you can see everywhere from section one all the way down to our last bleacher section. So that's all the seating we're utilizing right now. But yeah, if you want to have a better seat, obviously purchase them ahead of a time. All tickets are only $5, so you know, you really can't beat that to come out and watch a movie. And actually, that full $5 actually goes back to the Genesis Foundation here locally in Quad Cities.